flesh in the night.
Was arguing first tonight, just what the other night, butterflies are flapping all over the way.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Right. Yes.
You got your Bibles? This is not where I'm going to start. I'm going to tell you, put your finger right here. Joshua 5:12. Stick your finger there. Hold your place. Go with me. We're going to go back to Exodus again. Okay? Exodus chapter 16 this time. A couple of pages over. Exodus 16. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Right, that's majority rules right there. We're going to start. 16 verse 1, it says, "And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin." Interesting name there. "Which is between Elim and Sinai on the 15th day of the second month after the departing out of the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of Israel, of the children of Israel, murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt.
Yeah.
When we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, He had brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather at a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." Keep on down to verse 10. "And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud." There's that cloud again. "The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, speak unto them, saying, At even you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it shall come to pass that at even the quails came up, and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. When the dew that lay was gone up, behold, the face of the wilderness, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as a hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, for they wist not what it was. Moses said to them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat." Let's go on over down to verse 31. "And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. It was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Moses said, This is the thing which the Lord commanded. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generation, that you may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. Moses said to Aaron, Take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. The children of Israel did manna 40 years, till they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna, until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is a tenth part of an ephah. Now flip back over there to Joshua 5:12, where I had you hold your finger. Keep in mind that last verse while you flip it. I'm going to read that again, the verse 35. "And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited that did eat manna, until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan." Now Joshua 5:12 tells us that, "And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." Let's go back to the Lord in prayer here. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come tonight with Let's get out of the way, let everybody else work. Let's stay away from the way. 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 Let's stay away from the First of all, I like to thank the Lord that I'm even here tonight.
Bless you, God.
We was about to get ready on, you know, on the interstate, amen, and his car coming, he was not obeying the speed limit, I tell you that right now. Melissa was driving, and she got ready to jump on out, and I saw this thing going, and I said, whoa, hold on just a second, and he flew on by, and she said, well, I just didn't realize he was going that fast. I said, honey, I'm going to go to heaven, just not that quick. I got the preacher Bible tonight, and I think the Lord needs me there more than he does up there. So, I tell you, I'm glad to be here, amen.
Amen.
You know, amen, when you can get outside these doors, amen.
Right, brother.
There'd be a car wreck, somebody T-boned in the side going 70 miles an hour. You never know what's going to happen when you walk outside these doors. But I'm glad that if I wouldn't have been able to be here tonight, I know, amen, who I serve, amen.
Yeah.
I know, amen, that he's going to keep me, amen.
Right,
and he did keep me tonight. Allowed me to be able to come here, be in my life, to be able to serve him with you, worship him together with you here. Hey, amen, I asked you, like I said, pray for me, amen. I told Caleb a while ago, I said, I feel like an encyclopedia. I've got so much word today. I said, Lord, there's just going to be so much, and how in the world am I going to get it all out? Hey, but you know what? I begin to think about that, and the Lord just assured me, amen, just do what you can. Amen, you don't have to explain it. You don't have to tell what it means. Amen, the one is for, and we'll understand.
Amen.
But I want you to notice there back in Joshua, it said, the manna ceased on the morrow. I'll go back a couple of verses before that. It said, the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. God commanded them, as soon as they got in the promised land, to keep the Passover a certain day of every month. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover. Unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. Boy, it's amazing to know that for 40 years, amen, the children of Israel fed off of one or two things. Amen. One of them was manna, and the other one was quail. Amen. They had water, amen, that came straight from the rock.
Amen.
I begin to think about that, and all of a sudden, after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, amen, God, they finally be able to begin to see the promised land. And they finally begin to see the promised land, and they begin to eat. Amen. It said in verse 12 of the fruit of the land of Canaan. Amen. They had the old corn. They had some cakes and they had some parched corn. And I looked that parched corn up. Amen. I was like, what in the world is that? It said roasted grain. I got to thinking, you know, if the children of Israel had roast beer. That's what they had on roast corn.
Amen.
And I got to thinking, you know, what would it be like to experience something you haven't had for 40 years? What would it be like to experience something like that? Amen. I tell you what, they probably, amen, the Bible says it's a land flowing with milk and honey, amen. Hey, they came to that place, and God, just like He said, He said that I would give you milk and honey, and I'll give you, amen, the promised land will be flowing with it. Amen. And I tell you what, God delivered on His promise. If they had not murmured against Him like we heard about the other night, amen, they got there a lot quicker.
Amen.
But I tell you, I'm glad God was faithful. Amen. Hey, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, it talks about Moses begins to talk about the children of Israel. He begins to, you know, tell them that it wasn't because of your righteousness that God brought them. Hey, it wasn't because you was a great nation. It's because of His promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That He remained faithful to this generation. He said, you're a stiff-necked people. That's right. Because of my promise, my word. Amen. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that I brought you out. But I tell you what, if I have a thought tonight, it would be the day the manna ceased. Amen. We find there that the manna they had been eating on for 40 years had ceased. Amen. It said they had it no more. Hey, we read where Aaron was supposed to put it in a little pot. Amen. And stick it, it was going to go into the Ark of the Covenant, where it was going to be. It was supposed to be for a remembrance for their generation forever.
Amen.
And they began to talk about the manna of God, and they began to murmur against God. I said, man, we loved it when we had the flesh parts.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we got to eat meat.
Yeah,
hey, we was filled with bread to the full.
Yeah.
We got to eat the good food, the good cooking over there in Egypt. We liked the world so much.
Yeah.
We missed the leeks and onions in the garden.
Yeah.
And then God said, I'm going to give you what you want.
Yeah.
Sometimes He'll answer the prayers, whether you like it or not.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I believe it's in Psalm 78, maybe. It talks about how He gave them flesh to eat what was in their mouths. He slayed them.
That's right.
Amen. They murmured one too many times.
Amen.
Amen. But if we go back over there to Exodus, it said, when the dew that will lay on the ground was gone, it said, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing.
Mm-hmm.
It said as the hoarfrost, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. Amen. I believe it later on it talked about it being like a little wafer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we get the idea of communion almost. It almost looks like manna will be back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it, said manna was what they called it. Now manna is not the word for bread. It means what is it? We don't have an idea. We don't have a clue what this is on the ground. We've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah.
Moses told me Deuteronomy over there in chapter 8, like I said, that hey, this is going to be bread that your fathers never knew about. You didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
It's a new thing to you. Amen. They didn't know what it was, so they looked at it and they said, what is it?
Amen.
Manna. It is manna. What is it? They didn't know what it was. They didn't know what God had in store for
them. Right, brother.
Amen. I tell you what, I begin to think about that. And this actually comes to my mind. Amen. But about the same time that other scripture did, maybe a little bit after that, that I preached on Monday night. Didn't even know I was going to go here tonight until later on today. Amen. Begin to think about that and think on it. Amen. Begin to think about manna. You know how they come. They didn't know what it was and they called it manna.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, I begin to think about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I begin to think about this. They came to his own and his own received him not.
Amen.
They didn't know who he was.
Right.
Amen. They looked at the bread from heaven. Amen. When he come down here on this earth and they look at him. Hey, and they looked at him and they said, what are you?
Yeah.
We don't understand. This is something new. What are you? Amen. Jesus, didn't he say, who do you say that I am? Who do men say that I am?
Amen.
They didn't have a clue.
Right.
They didn't know who he was. Amen. Peter and them, they said, thou art Jesus, the Son of God. Thou art Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Some people say you're Elijah. Some people say you're John the Baptist back from the dead. We say you're the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. The disciples knew who Christ was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. Their faith wavered just for a little bit after the crucifixion.
Yeah.
Man, did it ever revive after the resurrection? Yeah. There was no doubt.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus was who he said he was.
Yeah.
Amen. Over in John chapter 6, it talks about that bread of life.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus, I don't know how many times I've recorded there, but he kept going on and on talking to the Pharisees and those that didn't want to have anything to do with him. Those that were questioning, kept going on and on and saying, I'm the bread of life. I'm the bread that came down from heaven. Amen. Your fathers in the wilderness had bread, but they died. Amen. I'm the bread that come down and you'll live forever.
Yeah.
I'll raise you up in the last year.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Jesus even told them, murmur not among yourselves. Amen. We done heard about a group that murmured a lot, but it got beaten.
No.
I tell you what, he told them, he said, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he, shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead,
right.
He that eateth this bread shall live forever.
Amen.
Amen. The disciples began hearing about that and it sounded good to them. They asked him, he said, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What is that? What doest thou work? He had just got done feeding 5,000 with some loaves and fishes.
Amen.
Bread to the fullness. 12 baskets full left over.
Amen.
They said, well, give us a sign. That we can believe that you are who you say you are.
Yep.
And they just forgot that. How much like us, we are seen so easily to forget what God has done for us and always want more. Say, God, I've got to have more. I've got to have a better sign. I've got to have a bigger sign. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus always takes us back to where we left him.
Right.
Amen. It says, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Now listen to this. Then they said unto him, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. I wonder if they in their heart, they felt a hunger. They felt a need. They felt something that was empty.
Amen.
We get on this about every night, and that's the woman at the well. And I had a hard time. Lord, is that what you want me to preach on?
Amen.
But it wasn't. It was this right here.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, going back to a little bit of that. Amen. When Jesus told him you could have water, amen, a well of water, spout of water spring out of your belly, amen. But she began to have that same desire. She began to say, Lord, give me this drink that I don't have to come back here to spill. That I don't have to come back here to draw anymore. Amen. She got a taste of that water.
That's right.
Yes, the well was deep, but amen. Jesus had a big lip dipper. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. She got a taste of that living water. She threw her water pot down, said she left it.
Amen.
Went going to explain and tell people, come see a man.
Yeah.
And it told me everything ever I did.
Amen.
Is not this the Christ? Amen. Don't call him man. He is the Christ. He's the bread of life.
Amen.
Man, people today don't know what he is.
Right.
Man, they look at him and say, oh, he's just a prophet. See, that's what the ones of the well taught him.
Yeah.
Oh, I perceive. That's just like Naaman. I thought, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm smart. I perceive you're a prophet. Amen. People today think Jesus was a great teacher. Amen. I think he was a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Muslims believe. Oh, he was a good teacher. He was a prophet. But Muhammad was better than he was. You know, some people over in Asia and all these places, they'll think about Buddha being greater.
Yeah.
Amen. But nowhere do I know that it's ever recorded that they got up from the dead. Amen.
Amen.
On the third day, amen.
Yeah.
They were lifted up into a cloud like Christ was. I don't see that anywhere. I never heard of that. Amen.
Right.
I'm glad today he came to give us eternal life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm glad today for that bread of life. Amen. He said, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. He is the bread of life.
Yeah.
If you don't know who he is today, if you look at Christ and all you can see is manna, amen, then God wants to introduce himself to you tonight.
Amen.
He wants to get acquainted. He said, come now, let us reason together.
Yeah.
Amen. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as snow. Amen. The Spirit of the bride say, come. And I say, well, let's go a little bit further here. Amen. Begin to think about the manna that ceased. Amen. The children of Israel, amen, they were able to eat the good fruit of the land. That's very key.
Yeah. Amen.
I begin to think about that and ponder on that. And I thought about Elijah over there. Amen. After Jezebel had made her threats to him, after he had had the 450 prophets of Baal slain over there in 1 Kings 18. I begin to think about Elijah. He got a little bit of a pity party on himself. Hey, and he ran from the face of Jezebel, found himself parked underneath a juniper tree, wishing he would die, amen, wishing that he would never born. Amen, and God, amen, sent an angel to him. He was asleep, and God sent an angel to him.
Yeah.
And he said, wake up, amen. And he said, wake up and eat, amen, awake and eat. Turned over there, and he found him a nice little cake, baking on the coals.
Yeah.
Amen. And he took him a little bite of that, and I think he said he had some water. He took some water, and then all of a sudden he goes back to sleep.
Yeah.
Amen. He went back to sleep. And the angel had his attention. Wake up!
Yeah.
And eat, for the journey is too great for them.
Yeah.
When the Israelites got into the land of Canaan, God meant for them to take over that land.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't fight just on bread alone. Amen. Jesus, when he was in the wilderness, the devil tempted him.
Yeah.
Wanted him to make these stones bread. Jesus said, thou, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Yeah.
You find those words in Deuteronomy over there, chapter 8. And we find that Moses spoke those words first. He said, hey, that he said that so that he may prove Israel whether it's going to walk in his ways or not. And amen, so that they can know that it wasn't by bread that sustained them, it was God that sustained them through the wilderness.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus knew who his sustaining was. Amen. Through God. He was that bread of life.
Yeah.
Amen. They got over to Canaan, and all they had to eat was bread.
Yeah.
They began to eat on the fruit of the land. Amen. I believe it was just like Elijah. They had to go into Jericho. and Jerusalem and all those places, amen, had to be able to conquer that land, to be able to take that land for themselves. It was the land that was called the promised land because God promised it to, amen, to Abraham, and then to pass down to Isaac, and to pass down to Jacob. Hey, and God, we learned last night, I believe it was Caleb said, God cannot lie.
Yeah,
that's right. Amen. He's going to be faithful to His word. That's right. Amen. They came and they began to eat. Now notice this, the fruits of the land of Canaan. They began to, God had, boy, this just blows my mind. God had provided the food for them in the land that they were going to destroy. Amen. I believe, I think about Psalmist David in Psalm 23. We said, thou preparest for me a table in the presence of mine enemies. That's like going over to the enemy's house and them giving you food.
No.
Amen. They go over to the enemy's house and they're about ready to conquer it, but guess what? They're feeding them good so that they don't conquer them. That's how God works. Amen. Hey, they had to have strength for the journey. Amen. They had to walk around the wall for a whole week. And they had to walk around again 7 times on the 7th day. Had to raise a big shaft. They had to get full to the brim so that they could go out and conquer and get what God had for them.
Amen.
When the manna ceased, it was time to get off the manna and get on the strong meat. Amen. The milk and the meat you could look at that way. But I tell you what, with Jesus, amen, He was here. He was the bread of life. Amen. But one day, the manna ceased. One day, Jesus had to go away.
Amen.
John 14 records that Jesus said, I have to go away. Don't let your heart be troubled. I'm going away, but I'm going to come back.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to come back to where I am. You may be also.
Amen.
And Jesus said, you know, I've got to go, but you know, the God Father is going to send another comforter. And if I go not away, the comforter cannot come.
Amen.
Amen. One day He was taken up in a cloud. And the bread from heaven they've been dining on ceased. Amen. And ever since then, we've been living on the fruit of the Spirit. They lived on the fruit of Canaan, and today we live on the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. I tell you what, it's wonderful to know. I will tell this in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Amen.
Let's go down one by one. Love. God loved the world.
Yeah.
And He gave His only begotten Son.
That's right.
Jesus.
Amen.
Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish.
That's right.
But have everlasting life.
Amen.
The fruit of the Spirit is joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. This joy is unspeakable and full of glory. Peace. Amen. My peace I lay with you. Not which the world giveth, but the peace that I give.
Amen.
The peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
Long suffering, that's probably the hardest one. Patience. Amen. Patience. Let it have her perfect work, the Bible says. Don't make it strange to certain fiery trial which is to try you. Let patience have her perfect work. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please. Meekness, and temperance, and self-control. Against us there is no law. You see, the manna ceased one day, but God sent another harvest. Amen. He sent another crop. Amen. And that was the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I tell you what, a lot of people today don't realize that just like Elijah had to eat, for the journey was too great, and Israel had to eat of the land so that they could go conquer Jericho and conquer and claim the land. People today don't realize that they've got to get fed up and filled up with the Spirit so they can conquer, the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
Bible says, in Romans chapter 8, to be carnally minded is dead, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Amen.
So many people today don't have peace. They don't have love. They don't have joy. They don't have faith.
Amen.
They don't have anything. They're beating on stale bread. Beating on the things of the world when we get to them. Amen. They don't know Jesus like He is. Amen. I tell you what, I'm glad for a comforter. Amen. It's evidence that He's coming back again one day. Bible says that He's given us the earnest of His Spirit. That means a promise. What is that Spirit a certification of? That's significant of? Amen. The fact that we have the Holy Ghost today. Amen means that Christ is coming again for his church. That's what the Spirit is saying. He is a down payment that Christ is going to come back and receive the church one day after a while. Hey, the Spirit that raised Jesus up
in
our mortal
body. Amen.
Yes, sir.
That Spirit leads us to earth. I can guarantee there'll be fruit down here. Amen. And nobody can guarantee that. Bible says now is the appointed time. Now is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, hey, harden not your heart as Moses and as the children of Israel did the provocation.
Amen.
The Bible says he that hath an ear, let him hear.
Amen.
Randy's been saying this week.
Amen.
Have you heard tonight? Have you heard the fruit of the Spirit? Is that fruit that you have been feasting on? Is that fruit that's been giving you strength? Is that fruit, or is your fruit wilted and rotten? Has it dried up? Amen. Has your grapes become raisins? Amen. That fresh fruit is all dried up. It's not good for anything but to be cast out.
Amen.
And brought under foot of men. Amen. I ask you tonight, is your fruit to... Amen. Ripe. Is it juicy? Amen. You bite into a good old apple if you like apples or whatever it is you like. And that juice just runs down your mouth and the sweetness just penetrates your mouth. Amen. It's something else, amen, that you can't explain.
Amen.
But you try biting an old dirty apple like Brother Jerry and throw it across the floor one day. I wasn't there to see it, but I heard about it. I tell you, you just wash that apple right off. We'll never know that it touched the ground.
Amen.
And I'm telling you tonight here, if you're that dirty old apple, you're that rotten piece of fruit, God can clean you up. You be a changed person, a new creature. Old things passed away, all things become new. And you can start over again. On your own personal journey with the Lord. Fruit of the Spirit.
Thank you, God.
Amen. I'm giving you strength for the journey.
Amen.
I'm going to ask if everybody would stand. I'm going to ask Caleb, amen, to do me a favor and sing his song, He's All I Need.
Amen.
And Jason, come up here with him. He is all we need. Amen. If you've been trying to find fruit on the vine, then the vine of Christ, amen, it won't last. It won't satisfy. It won't bring joy. It won't bring peace. It won't bring love. It won't bring happiness. People all the time worried about you. You've got to be happy. You know that happiness is not in the fruit of the Spirit. Joy is. Joy is enduring. It lasts. Happiness can fade away. Somebody get happy, you drink it. Your favorite milkshake, that makes you happy. What happens when it's gone? Amen. Somebody gives you some money, buy you something with it, it makes you happy. What happens when it don't satisfy anymore? Joy lasts forever. Amen. Every year they have what's called spring cleaning. What would be a better time to come and get things cleaned up?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, if you got old clothes in your closet that don't fit no more, amen, hey, them all, pick them up. Is your spirit the same situation tonight? God wants to help you go through your closet.
Amen.
You need a new robe.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
You walk in here with what you got on and leave with a brand new
outfit.
Nobody else might see it, but God and you knows all about it. Feel cleaned up from the inside out. That's one kind of cleaning. Amen. Amen. All we need tonight. There's still time if you will allow God to just move and take your hand. Just leave you on up where you can talk to him. Hear them pray. Amen. They've already proven that they're willing to pray for you.
Amen.
This is yours. We don't have any promises tomorrow.
That's right.
I don't have a promise to you tonight. God thank you for that. Amen. I pray you don't reject the call tonight. Don't want evil to come. Make things right.
Amen. Going tonight.
Everyone.